I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
History reveals that somewhere around the 15th century, a type of music rooted in cultural traditions emerged in the eastern region of Europe. Developed by Ashkenazi Jews, the style was secular in nature and designed for dancing. Dancing for weddings and other festival events, and initially rendered in Yiddish, a language used by Jewish people in Central and Eastern Europe before the Holocaust. The music is called klezmer. There are at least two paths that reveal the evolution of Jewish music. On one side, you have the cantorial, synagogal, melodies associated with sacred space of the temples, and songs that hearken back to biblical times. On the other side of the aisle, you have the ever-increasing popular surge of klezmer. The destruction of the temple in 70 AD and the displacement of Jews to Persia and Babylon opened a pathway to the eventual construction of a new sacred space, the synagogue, as an institution and the continuation of open public expressions and song employed in varied modes, antiphonal engagements between worship participants, and a cantor who introduced melodies with only a few that remain today. As Jewish sacred temple music transitioned into the formation of the synagogue, it lost some elements. In contrast, other aspects of the early days of the synagogue thrived, including an orchestra of 12 instruments, a choral ensemble of 12 male singers. Why the number 12? Perhaps it's aligned with the biblical narratives of 12 loaves of bread, or bat mitzvah, the 12 tribes of Israel, or it might be related to the Hebrew word shana, translated as change. The early synagogue included the lyre, harp, tambourine, trumpet, and various wind-blown pipes. And though no confirmed citations or examples of the music rendered during temple settings exist today, there does remain an oral tradition, with at least a few tunes that live on. Another form of Jewish music expressed in the language of Ladino is called Sephardic music, born in medieval times in Spain and showcased before royal courts. Sephardic music gleaned some of its characteristics from Spain, Morocco, Argentina, Turkey, Greece, with topical references to romance, spirituality, and ceremonial events. The form is expressed in Hebrew when the musical focus takes on a religious profile. Many other aspects of Jewish music exist for review. However, it is the secular sound of klezmer ensembles that showcase several instruments, including, but not limited to, the clarinet, violin, accordion, trumpet, tuba, bass drum, cymbals, and hammered dulcimer. Today, klezmer holds an evolving appetite for fresh sounds through collaborations and forays that explore and merge with other international styles. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.